Commission's Product Approval Program Oversight Committee of June 6, 2019. The first order of business is to do our roll call to ensure we have a quorum. Commissioner Stone, Jeff?
Present.
Commissioner Compton? Dave?
Here.
All right. Commissioner Dean, Nan?
Present.
Commissioner Gilson, David? All right. Commissioner Humberger, Robert?
Present.
Very good.
Present.
And Commissioner Swope, Brian? Well, Jeff, it's fortunate you called in, because without you, we wouldn't have had a quorum. Just checking one more time for David Gilson or Brian Swope.
David Gilson said he has an emergency and will not be with us.
Ah, okay. All right. So we have a quorum, so hopefully let's get through the meeting and then retain that quorum, so I know Jeff is traveling. All right, so our teleconference participation process is, please wait to speak until we'll stack names and call on you in order. We'll introduce each agenda item in turn, get staff's analysis, then get any comments from the public back to the TAC for a decision. It was helpful if you keep your phone on mute but not on hold. Always say your name when you speak. So if you make a motion, please say your name, make a second, or if you make a comment, so that way we can track who's speaking, since we're doing this by teleconference. The next order of business is to identify those of us here in Tallahassee.
Jim Hammers.
Tom Campbell.
Justin Vogel.
Mo Magani.
And I'm Jeff Blair. So welcome, everybody. Today's agenda is to approve the April 4th minutes and facilitator summary report, to get an update on project approval and entity statistic reports, update on conditional approvals, then to consider and discuss the declaratory statement DS 2019-021 by Jason Miloff of Window and Door Design Center, to discuss and make recommendations regarding project approval and entity applications, and those project approval applications with comments, and then to get an update report as appropriate for DBPR applications, and take any general comments. Unless there's any questions, is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Yeah, Compton, move to approve.
Second, Dean.
Have a motion, a second. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Are there any additions and/or revisions to either the facilitator summary report or the meeting minutes from our April 4th, 2019 POC meeting? If not, is there a motion to accept both as posted?
Move to approve.
Second, Dean.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, now we'll go to our product approval entity statistic reports, and Mr. Mo Madani will handle that today. Mo?
Yes, sir. Good morning. This is Mo Madani. In terms of the statistic, in terms of applications, we have approved so far 5,424. A total of application in the system for the 2017 for the building code, 6,149 products. We have approved 22,130 total in the system, 25,318 entities. We have so far active or approved 126 in the system, 408. Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions or comments to the report? All right, seeing none. Mo, what's the status of conditional reports from our April meeting?
All were processed and met the condition. No.
Okay, very good. Anybody have any questions or comments on that? Seeing none, let us move on to our declaratory statement, which is DS 2019-021 by Jason Maloff of Window and Door Design Center. The way we're going to do this is I'm going to ask our esteemed legal counsel, Justin Vogel, to provide staff's analysis, allow the petitioner to make any statements they'd like to. We'll take any general comment, and then we'll come back to our POC for a decision on the deck statement. Justin?
Thanks, Jeff. Good morning. For this declaratory statement petition, per the petition, the petitioner is alleging that they have recently become aware of practices by certain individuals which do not seem to conform to Rule 61G20-3.0094 in over 1,000 instances, quote from the petition. And in the petition, they list certain entities and approved products which they find potentially problematic. Rule 28-105.001 of the Florida Administrative Code specifies that a declaratory statement is not the appropriate means for determining the conduct of another person. Furthermore, the actions in question have already occurred, and the courts have stated that a petition for a declaratory statement which seeks approval or disapproval of conduct which has already occurred is properly denied. Accordingly, since the petitioner's questions pertain to the past conduct of other individuals, their petition should be declined, since the declaratory statement is not the appropriate mechanism through which to address their concerns.
Thank you, Justin. Before I go to the petitioner, does any TAC member have any questions, clarifying questions on something they don't understand about staff's analysis regarding the petition? Any POC members, I'm sorry. All right, then let's go to our, is there anybody representing the petitioner? Jason, are you on the phone? Would you like to make any comments, sir? Okay, is there any public comment? All right, hearing no public comment, we'll go to the POC. Is there any questions, comments, or is there a motion? Which would be as recommended.
Sir, analysis.
I'm sorry?
Is Compton moved to approve staff analysis to decline the declaratory statement?
Very good. Is there a second?
Second, Dean.
We have a motion and a second from Compton and Dean, respectively. Is there any discussion on the motion, which is to decline the petition based on staff's analysis? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Very good. Then let's move on to our product and entity applications. We have on the entities, we have a consent agenda for approval of 19. Is there anybody who has any comments on any of those? If not, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda for approval of entity applications as posted?
Compton move to approve consent agenda.
Amber, a second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, then all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. On the product approval consent agenda, we have 172 recommended for approval. Is there anybody who wishes to discuss or have any individually considered out of the consent agenda for approval of 172 product applications? Seeing none, is there a motion then to approve? Is there a second?
Second, Dean.
We have a motion and a second from Compton and Dean. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right. I think remarkably, and to staff's credit, we only have one application with comments, which is FL 29457. It is recommended for conditional approval based on the applicant's request to allow the applicant to change its limits of use not to be used in the high velocity hurricane zone to indicate that. Is there anybody who wishes to comment from the public on the recommendation for conditional approval?
Is it Doe Kim?
Yes, Doe.
Yeah, I'm for the applicant. I concur.
Very good. So the applicant accepts the condition, and that's great. Anybody else wish to comment? Then coming back to our POC, is there a motion for conditional approval?
I'm to move conditional approval.
Second, Dean.
We have a motion and a second from Compton and Dean. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. On DVPR applications, I believe that the disposition is that they're all either approved or there were five with comments that are in a posture of being also no issue with that. Correct, Mo?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So there's no action required of the POC. Those are all in good standing. Is there any questions or comments on that? All right. Is there any public comment? Is there any POC comment? Does any staff have any comments?
No.
Seeing none, is there a motion? Oh, let me check the roll again. Commissioner Stone.
Stone here.
All right. Commissioner Compton?
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Dean?
Present.
And Commissioner Homburger?
I'm here.
We retain our quorum, the same four. Is there a motion, please, to adjourn?
Sir,
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I came in late to the call. I came in right at the very, right after the vote for the agenda.
Okay, so you voted in the affirmative for everything but the agenda.
For everything, yeah. I don't want to interrupt you. You wrote a roll, so I figured I'd catch it from last roll call there.
All right, great. Thanks, Brian. We'll go ahead and make the votes except for the approval agenda 5-0 instead of 4-0, acknowledging your presence, and we have 5 members out of 6 currently, I think. Yep. Okay, then is there a motion to adjourn?
Compton.
We have a motion and a second from Compton and Hamburger. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jeff.